was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor. While the hand they hold behind their back confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door.
Hey, folks. Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam. Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. Special night tonight. We have with us somebody most of you all know, and my Lori with us. And we have Ken Dost. Ken is a researcher of his own right. He's dug and exposed some serious things that you know, all of you need to hear. Welcome to the show, Ken.
Oh, thank you for having me. How are you doing tonight?
Oh, blessed as usual. Lori, you with me? Well, she'll be here. There she is. There she is. Well, you know, Lori knows more about this, the mortgage angle. Why don't you tell folks a little bit about yourself, Ken, and what it is you're sharing with us tonight?
Okay. Well, I'm my background is in architecture. I was 25 years in architecture and was doing quite well until 2007, when the economy decided to up and crash on everybody, taking my business down with it. And in so doing, I had done a little patent for, of all things, a little style doghouse that that I wanted to get done and get patented and try to get marketed. And so I one day came across the word, the phrase, inured to the benefit, and I thought, well, wait, where do I know this from? And that's kind of what got me on this search for the mortgage fraud and starting to delve into it. And my architectural nature of wanting to design things and wanting to finish things and, you know, reverse engineer or design the structure kind of took over. And one thing led to another, and it led into patents. So for the past 8 years, I've been kind of working, researching with patents and contracts and SEC filings and just the whole banking gamut to try to uncover and have actually successfully uncovered and reverse engineered what they've done. So my take on it's a little bit different than everybody else's. Everybody else has kind of been going at from the foreclosure defense side for so many years, and I've kind of taken the opposite way.
Wow. Well, that seems like an intelligent thing to do. You know, I'm coming to find that many people in these different areas are all now coming together and sharing their information. It's a interesting time of awakening.
It is. It actually is. Amazing. Actually, it's an exciting time. I see a lot of people waking up. And I tell you, when I started doing this, well, coming public with this, maybe about a year and a half ago, on Facebook, of all places, and it's come a long way. A lot of people are waking up, and when I see when people make a comment that, oh, I'm starting to see it now, it tickles the hell out of me, because it's like, yes, people are starting to see this, and this is something that's difficult to do. I mean, you've got to basically throw out everything you've ever thought was real, true, or factual and just boot it out the door, because it's all lies.
Yeah, I know. It's funny how many of, especially the far left and maybe neoconservative right, think people like us are crazy, yet when we approach them with sharing documented facts and evidence and history and from their own records many of the times, we are met with crickets and silence.
Yep.
It's amazing how that happens.
They're just right. I mean, just for instance, the foreclosures. You know, it's the deadbeats, liars, and cheats. You know, if you can't make your house payment, you're out the door. So I mean, it's that stigma that's automatically put against you. So anytime you come out against anything in the system or try to bring out something factual, of course you're going to hit that dead wall.
Yeah, yeah, whether you've been paying or not.
Right, right.
So I want to turn this over to Lori for a bit. She's more familiar. I was amazed at reading. I could read for hours on your page. Your page is Mortgage Equals Copyright Derivative on Facebook. I want people to, perhaps if you're by your computers, if you're not familiar with Ken Dost and you're not familiar with this material, go to Facebook if you're on Facebook, and Mortgage Equals, the actual equals, the mathematical symbol equals, Copyright Derivative on Facebook, and you can skim through as we talk. So, Lori, you want to take over?
Ken, one of the things before we start talking, I want people to start thinking about how they can apply it to the issues they're fighting too. A lot of people know I fight the Common Core issues and the education issues, and in fact, Tom came to me with a question on the internet today, and you had posted some paperwork on your Facebook page, and I said, well, here, they're a fiduciary on your internet access because you're considered a minor, and people will understand as we're talking, and was able to point out to him why somebody could go onto his YouTube, access it, and change his information, and I could answer the question right there. That's how important the information is that you have found, and everybody that helps you find, because I know there's a team behind you as well. I want to give them credit also.
Yes. Yeah, it wasn't a solitary effort. I mean, it was a good group of people that was up in Alaska about a month ago. Anna Von Ritz, Mark Kay, Bob Locke, and others. And it was just, so it was a combined effort to finally put all this thing together. And different talents coming together and different years of energies and research coming together. And it just kind of, now it's just gelling all together and into a nice little package that is, now we can talk to people about it and actually give a step-by-step of what we need to do here.
Yeah, Anna, just for a second, Anna Von Ritz, Bruce Doucette, Lori Anderson, and all of the people that went to Alaska, I just want to say for a second, just jump in and I'll jump right back out. Thank you. Good people and solid information. Mm-hmm. Just, I'll leave it at that.
Oh, they're great people. They're great people. I spent 10 days up there, and I think I've got maybe one day to tour around. It was all work.
And you guys did work. One of the things you did find is you found the patent. Can you say a little bit about the patent that you found? And if you can give that patent number so people can look at it, that's a key thing that we always forget to do is put out the patent number of what you found.
There's not just one patent, there's several patents, and that's where it could start spinning people's heads when they start looking into, and there's literally hundreds of patents. But the point of the patents to really understand as a basis or as a foundation is what a patent actually is. And most people think of a patent as being like a telephone or a Thomas Edison's light bulb, something that's good for humanity, not a computer program. But that's what we're dealing with here. We're dealing with a whole system of patented processes that are nothing more than computer programs, software programs. And the problem is because even though it's in the light of day and they're all publicly recorded, Nobody's given any attention to it. We've all been too busy focusing towards foreclosures and debt and all these other issues, and not really looking where we should be looking over onto the patent side. But these are just simply programs. They're programs that are banking programs, loan origination, credit, debt reparation, your county courthouse, state courthouse, state agencies, federal agencies, and they're all linked together by a common program named Bindbox. And so what they've done here with these patents is they've created this seamless operation that runs through networks, licensed and private access networks. So everything that they're doing is completely out of the light of day.
And how does that affect the average person?
It's affected them in a lot of ways. If you haven't been bitten by the economy yet, or bitten by the banks, or bitten by the last collapse, then you're probably going to be soon. You're going to be the next batch that's coming up. Anytime you sign a signature to something, what you've done is you effectively have given over your right to that all caps name as a corporation. So what they've done here is they've turned people, ordinary consumers, people just ordinary consumers, into corporate entities. Pardon me?
I hate that word.
I know, I do too. I do too. But
that's
what they've done, and that's what's really important to understand. I mean, here we are. We're just ordinary consumers who are unsophisticated and incompetent in all ways, actually. And they lured us into giving over our signature and turning our all cap name into a corporate business that's actively trading. So we, in effect, we are in business as a corporation. We never even knew it.
So basically, for those that may not understand, say you're a parent and you sign your kids up for school. I'm going to make it real easy. You sign your kids up for school and they take that signature. And with that signature, they can take all the data, and I think you found the primary key identifier for each person, which is the corporation. If you look up the definition of corporation or person, it's a corporation. They take that person of your child, they can take that primary key identifier and all that data they're collecting, and they can monetize it by selling it. They can do the same with your mortgage, and I know they go into it very deeply in mortgages. Don't they make it in derivatives?
Well, this comes about because of the revisions to UCC 9, and it comes about because of all the other deregulation and all the other legislative acts around the turn of the century. Your signature creates the most basic form of a derivative. You know, most people think derivatives are these big, complicated financial instruments, and they are. They most definitely are, but the most basic form of a derivative is rooted in copyright law. And what a derivative is, it's simple. What it is, it's a slight alteration, or making a slight alteration to a copyrighted work without undermining the purpose of that underlying work. So in other words, when you've put your name to the Fannie and Freddie standard uniform instrument, which is the loan documents, which are all copyrighted, you created the most basic form of a derivative, and they never told us about that. Now, what's the significance of that? It's huge. It's sort of like taking your mortgage loan docs and making, say, 1,000 copies of it, and then packaging it up and shipping it off to Borders Books, and Stock Boy puts it on the shelf, 1995. And it's kind of a simple way of saying that they sell it time and time again, over and over again. And that's not anything that any of us bargained for when we got into this transaction that we thought was a mortgage loan, that we thought was a negotiable instrument.
So much for the consent.
I'm sorry, what?
So much for the consent of the governed, huh?
Oh, yeah. No, there is no consent here. This was as blatant as it can be. I mean, absolutely as blatant as it can be. It was very, very well planned out. They planned, and I have to give it to them, they were very brilliant with the way that they've engineered this. I mean, it's just devious. It's the most evil thing I've seen, and I'm still never surprised. I'm surprised with some of the stuff that I still uncover. It's very, very devious, and it all comes down to information. It comes down to what they did not disclose us as to what they were going to use our signature for, and what the significance of creating a derivative is. And the significance of that is kind of like, now what person would you rather be in this scenario? Would you rather be the loan originator who signs, who requires the closing documents, closing signatures, and then sell it to an investor, all right, title and interest, with a bill of sale and endorsement, and then have nothing else to do with it? Or would you rather be the crooked one here, the devious one, that now is holding a copyright derivative? So now he owns your chattel paper, he owns your ass, essentially, pardon my French, and he could sell you time and time and time again. And that's what they're doing.
That's slavery.
It is, no, yes, absolutely right. It is slavery. And I'm glad you brought that up, because what all this is based on, all these processes I was talking about, it's all based on a voluntary, I love that word, voluntary.
Voluntary.
It's an oxymoron in this case. A voluntary public-private systems of standards and procedures that we were incorporated into by reference. And what these standards and procedures are, they're ISO and ANSI standards. So, you know, I'm sure you might be familiar with ANSI and ISO, with it being in broadcasting, or
yeah.
Electronics, or construction materials. I mean, ANSI and ISO standards are for everything.
Yes.
Well, guess what? They're for all these business processes, and these banking processes, and these origination processes, and they form the basis of our administrative process that runs through the court system. Every county, every state in the country.
Oh.
And this is also where you found the primary key identifier, because I know the mortgage is important, but that primary key identifier that you found is so important for what I've researched. You found a key.
What they've done is they've created a public and a private key. And the public key is, of course, your corporate personality. Is in the case of a foreclosure, or in the case of your public persona, that's your debt. That's the side of the books that shows the debt. That's the side of the books that is bonded and warranted and gives revenues to the state. So it's the public side that shows you as basically being a deadbeat, liar, or cheat. Now the other side of the books is the private key. Now that has to do with all your all cap name, your corporate personality, put to an LLC, which is a special purpose vehicle, which is nothing more than a trust. And so everything that all the annuities, all the insurances, all the credits that are running through that account are going into that private key. So what they've done here, when they foreclose on somebody, they don't let the private key be shown. It's just the public key. Because, of course, if you bring the private key together, and this is what we got to do, but if you bring the private key together, what happens? You collapse the trust and you balance the books.
There goes to that center balance.
Well, you know, it's not, you know, it's very, very complex what they've done. It's absolutely extremely complex, but the mechanics of it are very simple. It's deception. They've incorporated under UCC-9, they've incorporated practices that, I'm paraphrasing, but that are not in the ordinary course of business. That's not in the ordinary course of business. And they know that they're violating our rights, but they're doing it anyhow. And why? Because they've concealed the whole damn thing. They made us think that we were still in a paradigm here, and that, you know, a negotiable instrument was a negotiable instrument. You had ownership of a house, and, you know, la da da da. Life is normal. Life is good. When in fact, it's the reality is not even anything close to the fabrication, because that fabrication, that idea of paradigm, that they overthrew that about 10 years ago. Everything's about debt. Everything's
yes.
about debt.
Yes, and we all know, even under their own corporate bylaws or constitution, that there's nothing that has been lawful about this process.
No.
There's been no disclosure to the people about any of this. That you've had to go and route and sort it out. I suppose generations have gotten a bit soft and lost concept of self-governance.
I think so. I think we've got to some degree, yes. To a greater degree, though, we were hoodwinked.
Oh, exactly.
We were definitely hoodwinked.
I agree.
They kept us under wraps pretty damn good, even though it's hidden in plain sight. But they hinge it on, and it all hinges on one issue. It all hinges on this proof of life issue. So it all hinges on the birth certificates. And, of course, that goes back centuries. But with what we're dealing with the mechanical process, the mechanics of what they're doing, which is good because they've left the whole blueprint there. I mean, everything's there. You know, SEC filings, patents, trademarks, all the documents, everything is there. There's no such thing as a bank secret or trade secrets because they recorded everything publicly. The blueprint's there.
maxim of law, they have to tell us everything that's going on.
Yes. They do.
One of the key things you had just talked about was the proof of life and the birth certificate. And we have a very, very well-informed audience. They understand this, and they've heard it from the different views. And I want everybody to know, Ken really does this mechanically and doesn't bring in a lot of the religion, a lot of the hype, the common law, any of that. He literally goes to the facts and the paperwork. Can you go into a little bit about the proof of life, what it is for people in your perspective and what you've seen, so we can kind of give a basis for people as to what it is, because there's a lot of people that will hear this for the first time as well.
Okay. There's a lot of YouTubes out there. There's a lot of people out there giving different methods and manners about which to go about this. But the number one thing that everybody with an earshot has to just do, absolutely has to do, is to take the first step, which is authenticating your certificate of live birth. And if you don't have one, then you want to order it obviously from the state. Vital Statistics, the state register. The state that you were born in. And then what you want to do is when you get that, you want to send that off with a form that you can get on the Secretary of State site to the state you were born in to get it authenticated, the gold seal. You don't want to get an apostille or apostille, as some prefer to say it, because that's a Hague country, and that's where all this it trades with the United States. It's all about theft. It's all about theft of information and theft of certificates and so on and so forth. So you want to get a non-Hague country, like Indonesia. I believe Taiwan is still in there. So and that's a simple form to fill out, and it costs you like $5. So you send that off to the Secretary of State. When you get that back, then you want to send the certificate of live birth, that certificate you just got back, and you want to send that to the Secretary of State down in Washington, D.C. Now, some will say that we have to do it in Georgia, because Georgia was part of the 13 original colonies. And in discussions with the people from Alaska and from everybody we've talked to and have dealt with, that's not necessary. The Secretary of State of D.C. is just fine. So when you get that back, then what you want to do is you want to make certified copies of that, and you want to record it with your Secretary of State, the state you were born, send a copy to the governor, and most importantly, you want to record that with the state register in the state that you were born. Not the state you live in the state you were born, because what you are, that's where your body is, because this is not about land. This is about your body is land, and because in our case we live out in Oregon, we are a fixture that was born in Ohio but have moved out here, and we're a fixture. And what happens when a fixture gets fixed to the land? That's when you're grounded. That's when your vessel's grounded. But in this case, what you're doing is once you have that all done, then you want to go to the probate court and in the county that you were born in, and you want to get a decree from the chancery that deems you as administrator. Now, once you have that done, now you have your own. Now you're a living person. You're a living man. You're a living woman.
And I'm going to stop you there just for a minute because you're going real fast over a lot of information. A key part is the birth certificate versus a live birth certificate. Those are two different things as well, so people need to make sure that they get the live birth certificate. And what you're doing is you're going and saying, I'm not the person, you are not my conservator anymore, I am now competent, I understand what's going on,
right.
And what you're telling them is, I'm a live, competent being, and you will have standing in court now. When you've been going to court,
you're validating life, is what you're doing.
Right.
And of course,
competency as well.
I wish I would have known this 3 years ago when I walked into court that I had no standing. I was walking into an admiralty court and lost at sea. And you don't have any standing. The judge can't recognize you at all. So the proof of life issue is absolutely crucial to this, because that is what's going to free people up from this. Because once you have control of your living person, then what you do is you create a private domestic trust that becomes a non-joinder from your living man, woman, and all your corporate trust BS, and you deposit everything into that. And now what you've got is you've got a chain of title. You got a chain of title from your living person all the way up to your corporate personality, and you've got control of it all. Now, some people will say, I don't want that. I want to get out of this system. You can't get out of this system. It's not 1787. It's the 21st century. You can't get out of the system. You have to work. You have to get in to get out, but you're not really getting out. What you're doing is you're taking control of your life, the private person, and saying, listen, don't mess with me no more.
Otherwise, some people might say claiming your God-given authority.
What's that? I'm sorry.
I said otherwise, some people might say claiming your God-given authority.
Exactly. That's what you're doing. That's exactly what you're doing, because what we've done here is, going back to those standards and procedures that we voluntarily were incorporated into, it's a system of slavery, and it's a system of servitude, and until we do that, I mean, how many of us actually knew that we were supposed to give proof of life and validate our life when we were, 16 or 18 years old, or whatever age it was, for our age of majority? I don't think anybody knew that.
Yeah, and it's kind of complicated, and when you try to tell people what's going on, they just don't understand why they're told, you go elect these people, and then they can control your life and just make all these decisions for you, and that's not how things are set up. When you're
right,
competent,
right.
You can
make you're not a free person. You're considered an incompetent minor. And you're incompetent because, one, you didn't come of age and make yourself known through proof of life. And so what you have now is everybody's over control of you, everybody.
And for all those that believe in the Constitution or study the Constitution and look at it for what the law is,
You're just seen as an incompetent minor.
Well, it also says there's involuntary servitude. You can volunteer to be into servitude, but what you don't understand is that involuntary servitude is by consent silencio, which is by silent consent, one, because you're incompetent and don't know you're giving that. Once you
right.
know what's going on, and that's what Ken's trying to teach us, once you know what's going on and how to take back your standing, then you can make this apply for not only your mortgages, if you're in court, if the CPS is coming after your children, if your children are having trouble in school, because I did some of these things myself without knowing what I was doing in the school system, and they work. Well, if you just go and look in a court case, in a district court, and go and sit, you're going to find people that are trying these things. They don't quite know the information that's coming out now on the patents. And they don't know the route with the live birth certificate and the State Department and the non-Hague countries. Those are the things that are coming out to actually teach us. And I believe you guys are actually working to put something together to help people get their standing back and get their authority back.
Yeah, we will talk about that on the other side. We have to take a commercial break. Folks, we'll be right back after a few words from our sponsors, Resurrect Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam, Truth Radio Broadcast with Ken Doe.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious best meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Robertson Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Robertson Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Robertson Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
For over 100 years, radio has been at the forefront of new technology. Ham radio operators around the world will have their annual Field Day event June 25th and 26th. Field Day is the national open house of amateur radio, and you are invited. Come be a part of the science, skill, and service ham radio brings to your community. Find a Field Day site near you at www.arrl.org/fieldday.
Parasitical committee, they're on the titty of sympathy, and it's a pity. Sucking American tax money, bloody Valentine.
Welcome back.
To murder Palestine.
Yo. Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Stan. Truth Radio broadcast on Armin Scheman with Ken Dost.
I had a question come in on the break here. Let me pull it up here. One of our listeners says, question, what if you are adopted, collecting SSI and veterans benefits? How will this affect you, and how can you file to claim your living status?
Well, I was adopted, and I was adopted out of Ohio. And what I have is I have my adoption decree, which was done through probate court, and I believe I was about 6 months old at the time. And that came with my name change and everything. So what I did with that, I got my amended certificate of live birth, and I have my probate decree that I sent off to get authenticated. And if you don't have that decree, you can get those from the state registrar's office and voter statistics, because they do have those records. The second one is SSI. If you're on SSI, what you want to do eventually, as you work through this, you're going to pull yourself out of SSI and pull yourself completely out of SSI completely, and you will be under a private trust, and you will be basically, through some IRS filings, become a have dual citizenship. What you want to do is you want to terminate your residency, because that's where they're killing us on all the tax end of these things, is the U.S. citizen.
Okay, so how would that affect somebody like the caller that called in? He has SSI. How does he transition over if he's disabled? How does he access funds?
Well, see, everything is based on our legal fiction, on our all caps name. Everything, and that tracks through to our Social Security. Even as a matter of fact, it even backs through to an interesting Social Security database I found called the Master Death File. And so that all caps name ties through to everything. So once you take control of that through your living person, that's yours, and all the accounts will start falling in line with that. And so all the infringement, so in these respects, you can come, then you have the authority to go and pull tort action against the banks and whomever for infringement. This is a process. This isn't something that you're going to do in three easy steps. It's going to take several different steps, and it's going to take a few months to get everything done and get it done properly.
Right. Well, Lori, you want to take over?
Well, there are ways to do it, and I know that right now, people are testing it to make sure when all the information comes out, this is new information, and that's one of the reasons why some of it's so vague.
We don't want people to stop filing UCC-1 and UCC-3 filings, leaning judges and attorneys. Don't stop that, because you don't have authority. Nobody has any authority as their incompetent minor to do any of that stuff until after you've proven your life.
Well, I want to tell you about an interesting case.
So stop doing that
stuff. Let me kind of prove your point, Ken. Texas yesterday, and I know I keep going back to education, but that's where my familiar ground is. The TEA, the Texas Education Association, was being sued via the state from a couple of the parents for the testings that they have going on. And they came back with the counterclaim saying that the parents didn't have... basically saying, you're a minor, go away, don't do this. And this
Lori, you're going to have to repeat that. You dropped. So repeat.
Basically, what the TEA did, coming back with the counterclaim to the parents that were suing over testing...
Mm-hmm.
Was they came back with a statement saying, you don't have standing and you don't have the right to tell us what to do. Even though they're a state agency over the school districts, you as a paying taxpayer, constituent, I hate that word, as the minor, don't have standing to tell us what to do. They literally came out and told those parents who don't understand what's going on, what we're saying is you don't have standing, you're not competent, you don't understand what's going on, and we must manage this for you. And because you don't, we're going to slap you down and say, oh, you can't complain. So they literally do that to people, and that happened yesterday.
That happens a lot. And of course, they don't tell you that you're incompetent or you're a minor. They just tell you you don't have standing.
Right.
So everybody scratches their head. What do you mean we don't have standing? And that's so what we need to do here is we need to... we need to become knowledgeable, and we have to change our line of thinking and change our viewpoint, and we have to look to things that are different and new to us, but at the same time, have been there for centuries. The proof of life issue, it's been there for centuries. It's, you know, with the Vatican, with the Sestakes, that's where the corporations came into this thing, and just to give an illustration, maybe to help people understand this idea of minor incompetence in parents, Merrill Lynch, they're the culprits here. They're the scoundrels who have created these underlying trusts, these concealed trusts that are minor children are going into for every time we sign a signature. And pretty much 100% of the mortgage loans that were originated were done through a program of theirs called Parent Power. That was the parent. And that Mortgage 100 program. And what these were was this was literally a family, a big, big, big family enterprise. And so they're the parent. And what they're doing when they're foreclosing on somebody, they're basically coming in and they're smacking down the minor. And they're saying, okay, well, you're incapacitated, you're an incompetent minor, you're a buffoon, get the hell out of here. And they kick you out of the trust of all your minor accounts. And all the minor accounts, the insurances, the annuities that are sitting in that trust, then get absorbed and they liquidate into these crooks' hands, and we get nothing. And it all has to do with this parent-family structure. As a matter of fact, with Merrill Lynch, for those people who have MERS, when MERS makes an assignment, it's an automated assignment, guess who does it? Mom does it, which is MERS on mortgage. Mom. So, I mean, this is all a family structure. When your private LLCs that are concealing your trust accounts, your minor accounts, they're trust, they're private trust, and they're holding your minor accounts, and you have no authority over any of these accounts until you prove life, so that you can take control of these accounts. But it's all family structure.
They're the parent. Like I keep telling people, I heard Nancy Pelosi one time say she was a conservator for the American people and got upset, but they never lie. So I went and discovered why, and you've discovered why as well. We don't have competency. We can't take care of our own affairs. Even though we can take care of our daily lives and our children, that's not what we're talking about. Incompetence, the definition of the mere word, is that it is something you are capable of learning, but you do not know. And they are keeping that knowledge away from us.
And that's the ultimate trade secret. That right there is the ultimate trade secret. That in itself, if everybody went out and went through this process to prove life, you'd see things, you'd see quite a shakeup take place, actually. And I hope that does happen. But yeah, we have no, you know, it doesn't matter if you're a doctor, if you're the most educated person in your area. If you haven't proven your life, then you're an incompetent. That's the way that you're viewed. And this is how they abuse us. This is how they get away with half the stuff that they do to us. This is because we volunteered for it, even though we didn't. We volunteered for it because we don't know any better.
And now, once we go through the process of the live birth certificate and the State Department, and that gives us standing in court,
well,
then
okay,
we can
now,
manage
now,
our...
now, we're, now we're talking the at-law side and equity side. When we're dealing with these foreclosures, we want to be in the inequity side. We want to jump over to equity, into the probate side. And the reason why that is because once we get our proof of life, then that's our equity. So, and at the at-law side, there's nothing we can do. Now you said it, you brought up a good point. Once you get your proof of life, you have standing. And yeah, you kind of do. You can kind of go at them at the at-law side on a torts for infringement and whatnot. So you can go at it from both sides. But until you do anything with your proof of life, you're just a minnow out there getting crushed. That's how important it is. The at-law side, I've been fighting for 3 years, trying it at the at-law side, and you can't get anywhere. When you walk into court, it's like you're walking into a trap, because the judge's job, his duty, is to give restitution to the plaintiffs that post their bills. So you're walking in there, first of all, he can't see you, and second of all, you're just walking into a situation where he's going to deem you as financially incapacitated, and you're done with. Now you're civilly dead. So not only were you dead before, now you're civilly dead and legally dead.
And then you're in trouble.
And then what they do behind your back, and 6 months down the road, people get surprised when they get a tax bill from the IRS for deferred taxes. And then they get surprised when they find out that they've abandoned their property. Like, wait a minute, I didn't abandon my property. No, you didn't. We didn't know that this, nobody knew this had anything to do with the states. That this had to do, we thought this was a mortgage loan. But this has everything to do with your state, with your heirs and beneficiaries, with your children. It has everything to do with your life. And they've concealed everything behind these administrative processes. So when they're hauling your ass in the court, they're filing all kinds of certificates and acquiring all kinds of affidavits so that they can basically get you to steal your property away. They're not telling you you're going to abandon it. You've left it on the table. In all reality, what you actually did was you did abandon your property because we didn't know any better. And what they're doing is they're saying, okay, well, you abandon your property. We're going to gift it to the state. So now the state gets all kinds of revenues because of that. And all the annuities that they ran through, that's on your life, not on your necessarily your physical life, but your civil life, pay out. And it's gone.
And you said a key word that a lot of people missed when they go into court and they do the trust law, because there is a group of people that do learn the trust law, and they call themselves either the beneficiary or the trustee. The key word that we've always been missing that I've heard from your group is we're the heir. That's the key thing that we didn't put into this trust is we're the heir, not the beneficiary. We inherited it all. This is
We're not dead either.
Right.
That's one thing. We're not dead. So what we're dealing with here is we're not dealing really with heirs and beneficiaries in terms of a decedent estate, because we're one, we're alive. We just have to prove it. But two, because we're dealing with a living trust. If you've ever seen those J.G. Wentworth commercials where they're talking about the opera singers, and he says, if you've got an annuity, I'll buy it from you so you can get one lump sum. That's what they're talking about. Those annuities that they're paying out are the insurance policies that were bet against our lives. Here's what they did. I'll put it in a nutshell for you. This is Merrill Lynch. Merrill Lynch. In September 2005, if you remember back then, Merrill Lynch put up to all its warehouse lines of credit, which is Ownit, Resme, MLN, and all their broker and franchise networks, to drop the standards. They said, let's go ahead and let's do stated income loans. Let's give loans out at 100%, and let's start selling loans. And that's what they did. And they did that for the next 2 years. And, of course, that's really what brought the economy to a collapse, because they sold so many of these to anybody. I mean, they pulled anybody off the street with a heartbeat and got them into a mortgage loan. And the reason why they did this was not because they were getting RESPA fees, or not because they were getting a broker fee under RESPA. It was because they were setting people up to fail. Why? Because there never was a mortgage loan. What they sold people and what they're selling us is they're selling us a bloody annuity. They're selling us a rent payment to a remainder interest, which is an annuity. So these brokers, going back, remember that copyright derivative? They're holding on to it and they're controlling it and can sell it time and again. So what they're doing is, because there's never a loan, you never got any money. In effect, what you did was you're the lender. You lent them your collateral asset or your financial asset, which they capitalize for time over again, and they stuck us with the legal ownership on this thing. And so what they're doing now is when a foreclosure occurs, say it's 3 years down the road, say you originated in 2005 and now in 2008, and you get served with a notice of default. What they're doing, because there was never a loan, they're looking back to that loan application, and they're saying, Jill's not working now. Wow, she lied on her loan application. Not fraud. And they get all the fraud insurance. They've set this up beautifully to benefit them, and they hide it through this stigma of debt that never, ever, ever existed. Ever. And what they're doing, and I've got a whole patents on this, and I can follow it through the SEC documents and all kinds of different pathways to prove this. What they've done is they've created two separate accounts. One is called a separate managed account, which is your annuities, and the other one is a debt receivable. And
wow.
Your debt receivable is your public side. Your annuities are your private side.
And this is where it becomes mechanical, and it's not well, it's a conspiracy, but it's not conspiracy theory anymore. You're actually proving what they're doing.
Now there's a lot of people out there that have that deal with this every day because they're in the system. I mean, they deal with these systems that run through the counties, through the state agencies. They have no idea what's going on because they're just doing their job. But the people that design this, the deviant ones. They engineer it just perfectly. They engineered it so that they can change information, so that they can alter signatures, so that they can fabricate documents, so they can fabricate information. They've even fabricated so that we're really dead, but we're not dead. And they're posting to the Social Security Master Death Index. They have access to do that because we gave them the POA to do that. So what they're doing here is they're using this life-death issue to make tons and tons of money. And every time that they sell us every 180 days. They sell us as a loan, if it's for lack of better terms. Every 180 days, they sell it again, so they make more money on it again. And so what they're doing then is they have fabricated names underneath our names, but everything attaches. Where does it go back to? The principal obligor.
I got to stop you right there just for a second. We have to take another break. Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam with Ken Dozen.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party. And the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
If your home has hard water and it's leaving white spots, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes. Limescale can cost hundreds of dollars a year in wasted energy and early appliance breakdown. HydroCare systems available at Wave Home Solutions prevent and remove limescale with just a simple filter change every 3 years. There are no salts, chemicals, or magnetic coils. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, just go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice. Intolerable.
flesh, and where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and suggesting your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others. They will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror.
Let me preface whatever's going to happen in the future with the fact I'm not your typical cat rapping to shoot you. Anything given certificate is under ownership. Once you know the true predicament, you got a bone to pick. Citizens have to be pledged as collateral chattel before the monarch could start the international battle. They tricked your parents into a human monopoly. That's why they registered you as biological property. When Britain hatched the plan to snatch the land, they gave you a legal fiction. Now that's the jam you find yourself stuck in. You're such a cool victim, indoctrinated in Rockefeller's public school system. Your presidents work directly for the crown. Truly, I did my due diligence, cause it's my dedicated duty. Other bureaucrats trying to fool me. The Commonwealth is dying to rule me. All I can tell them is welcome to a ton of me. Thank you so much for coming.
You could be free again.
Oh, that would be grand.
Only if you would see my friend.
But first, you must understand.
They pathologically pretend.
Hoping to get you on the ship.
Let them persuade you to agree with them.
And that's it.
And it'll never cease to end.
Perpetual conflict.
Free again.
Indeed, you could take the shackles off.
But have you ever really been?
According to maritime admiralty law,
you never will be free, my friend.
If you fail to reclaim
your tax money they freely spend on wars that never seem to end. United States is not a country, but a corporation contractually created by the Constitution. Let there be no debate. Your founding fathers intended you be a citizen of your respective state, not a citizen of the U.S. domiciled in Washington, D.C. Oh, yes. Prior to 1921, upon arrival, the birth of babies was recorded in the family Bible. But after the Great Depression, people really lost their noodles, so they signed a document that simply squandered all their scruples, joining the ranks of former slaves' children, becoming a 14th Amendment citizen. The Social Security Act, written by actors, manufactured to make it look like a beautiful package. Too bad you never heard the news. The
hey, folks! Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam. You know, this network needs a little bit of your support. We got payroll to meet. We got bills to pay. We got equipment to maintain. Now, folks, you know, I don't ask too much, hardly ever. So I'm telling you, when I ask, it's needed. So if you would, go to RBN, click on that PayPal. You know the address. You can go to republicbroadcasting.org, click on donate, help us out a little bit. We're on the line right now with Ken Dost, and we've been going over a lot of information. Now, we're going to be going into a break very shortly into the second hour. So I wanted to share that music with maybe some of your audience, Ken. That's my friend Will Sweeney. He's a.k.a. Payday Monsanto, Truth Music.
I was listening to the lyrics. I liked them.
I know, right? You just can't – it fits so well.
Absolutely it does. Absolutely it does. Yeah, it does.
You know, well, we're gonna come back after a short break. I know our breaks are a little weird, but I wanted your audience to hear that song. We're gonna be coming back into our second hour, folks. Just hang tight. Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam. Republic Broadcasting Network. Support the network, folks.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, kind of joking. No fountains, but youth? I got Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest. Who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyouth.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923 and like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contests and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyouth.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.